By the Jewish year 1656, mankind had so corrupted the world that it had to be destroyed and rebuilt anew. Only 8 righteous people remained: Noach, his wife, their 3 sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. They were chosen to be the survivors of the flood and to reconstitute the world, thus illustrating the importance of the righteous individual. Stories of a worldwide flood abound among many far-flung cultures. The Chinese, Mayans, Greeks, Babylonians, and many others all relate the story of the destruction of humans and animals, save for a selected few survivors on board a ship. After the flood, Noach and his 3 sons became the forerunners of the 70 primary nations. In fact, the Talmudic term for human beings is Bnei Noach, sons of Noach. It is commonly held that Shem was the ancestor of the Semitic peoples, Ham the Negroid race, and Japheth the Caucasians. However, the noted historian Rabbi Beryl Wein is of the opinion that Shem, Ham, and Japheth each gave birth to all the different races and ethnic groups. This period saw the rise of the Dor HaHaflaga, the generation of the Tower. King Nimrod, the world's first dictator, whom some identify with Hammurabi, organized the people in the construction of a tower that would supposedly reach the heavens. Its purpose was to demonstrate man's independence from Hashem. For the first time, the rights of the individual were subjected to the needs of the state or project. The Midrash relates that if a brick fell and broke during construction, there was a great hue and cry, whereas if a human fell to his death, no concern was shown. Since society was pooling its talents and resources in the pursuit of evil, Hashem intervened, interrupting the project by splitting mankind into different linguistic groups. Racists who believe that the Torah relegates blacks to a position of inferiority have misinterpreted the well-known story of Noach cursing his son Ham with servitude. In reality, no such conclusion can be drawn. The Torah specifically states that Hashem blessed Ham, thus rendering any curse ineffective. It was Ham's son Canaan, who may have been either white or black, who was cursed. Ham's son Cush, who is assumed to be black, was specifically not cursed. Jews accept converts without regard to skin color or race. The Torah's view of racism may be summed up in the succinct saying of the Mishnah: Adam was created single so that no human should be able to claim, "My ancestor is greater than yours."